comment to the previous one. I would even say that today it's very valuable to preserve and learn, if that knowledge is still available, how this earlier technology was made. For instance, I'm looking at here how in the 12th century they started here, as first in Europe it seems, with something called, what's the English word actually, that's interesting, just 1 second. It's called in English blast furnace. And Sweden was, and Bergslagen was apparently first in Europe with that. And they could then melt large quantities of iron ore and produce iron and steel, and that's how the Swedish steel industry started. Now, back then, such a furnace and such a mine, whatever, or industry, was built, you know, largely out of materials that were locally available. Wood and stone and this and that, and windmills or water mills. And they could do the job of producing nice iron and steel. So they, at that, in those days, had an advantage over us in that they could basically, I think at least, just go out there somewhere in the countryside and build all of that from materials available and from the knowledge and expertise that was available. And if things will happen in the world that will, for instance, isolate Sweden from other countries, so I don't know what can happen, or oil runs out and communication breaks down and all that, then that knowledge would be, as little as we may think so now, valuable, maybe very valuable. And I think that at least having that knowledge is very valuable, because we also have the other knowledge that we have now. I mean, deeper physics knowledge and all of that. And this incredibly highly developed level of, for instance, ways of making steel and all of that, chemically, so on. So combining those two could be a way to reach that, to develop that kind of balanced low-tech technology that does the job just as much as we need it, but without adding too much complexity or dependency or whatever. And of course, environmental destructive impact. So even if such projects would be started today, just as a kind of museum or fun or whatever, I think they're valuable. Therefore, for instance, I like Skansen because they have some of that going on, and I think that could be more. So if you happen to have a farm and forest and land and all that, those resources, why not start something like that, experimentally at least, or just testing and trying and produce things, and you could, out of that, produce little tourist souvenir things or whatever, useful things that could be sold as exclusive, handmade, whatever, with a whole story behind them, and you know, at the prices that such things are sold by, and maybe make a business that can turn itself around enough to be useful.